but that's how you used to work.
The water comes down in by Lafourche. Does that run? That's over from here, right?
Right. That bayou runs into the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay.
And it also runs into the bay back here. It's coming out of bay, what we call it. It's a channel. It's a waterway. You know, boats go through there. It runs from here to the Gulf of Mexico by boat. And it also happens into the Gulf of Mexico. Just like the Mississippi River.
Yeah. Mr. Benson, what was the island like, say, when your grandfather came here? Did he tell you what they had to do with the land?
Farming.
I mean, was there a lot of trees on the land? Had they?
Right now, all we had to fall back into my grandfather. He told me they had trees. Nothing but trees. I thought they had to clear some of the land to farm. Grand Isle then was, you know, we'd say why, it might have been another 2 miles of wine in there now, which is not much. Looking at it now, but you know, it was plenty those days when they had to clear out that field, cut the trees down. But most of the property today, the old timers kept it up to it. Where your property line was just nothing but a row of trees. That was a dividing line. Some of it straight as an arrow. That was a dividing. You owned this side of the trees, I owned this side. They measured land in those days by orphans. It wasn't by so many feet, you owned an orphan, they owned 2 orphans, or something like that. It was, most of the land was measured by orphans, you know, it's not like they do now. They have lots, squares, and all that.
Yeah. The people were a lot hardier, I guess, though, you said. You know, they would, the sort of things would come in, did you ever see them, those big things that they were carrying, barrels, wooden? In a barrel, wooden, you ever see them?
Big wooden barrel?
Yeah.
But most of the stuff was carried in there, like, for instance, say pickles, small cucumbers, would they make pickles? That was carried by a barrel of it. Yeah. It would all be shipped in barrels. And then it had styrofoam and plastic like they have today. Everything was wood. Wood. Boats were made out of wood, made out of cypress, but when you wet cypress, it expands and it would, it would leak.
They would test the boat out before they...
They'd make a boat and sink it. And let it stay under that water for 3 days, and that cypress would expand. Of course, it would cork it, put a little cotton in between the cracks, and that would... The boards would expand after they got wet and get that cotton so tight that the water couldn't come through. That's how they made it. And bureaus, which we still use today, dugouts for people, they were made out of a tree. A cypress tree. They'd go out there and dig a big cypress tree, and then they would call their fuel and take it out of there. They made out of plywood, and today they call their fuel is around. When you see a flat bottom boat, they refer to that as a, we call them a penny, but it's a flat boat. It's not a fuel. A fuel is round. You got a round bottom. It's like a half moon. It's a dugout is what it is. Some old time used to have it. I cut that out, take 2-3 weeks to make a fuel. Once you had a fuel, but in fact, they still got one now, and that chick is old. If you visit that, got the next coupe souvenir shop, you might have talked to him. They still got my...
Yeah, I was going to go over there and talk.
Well, he's got a few over there. It was still made. That was that, but he said it belonged to Jean Lafitte and all that, but it belonged to my grandpa. I know it belonged to him, because he got it after the storm. Well, they still had that.
Yeah.
That's how they made their boat.
Now, your grandfather or father, what did they used a straight razor to shave with?
There was no shake, Gillette and all
that. What would they sharpen that on, the razor?
On a piece of leather, you know, and I just still got the razor strapped today, and once they hit it, you know, and the knives were sharpened on a big stone. They got a big stone, and they fit that stone into a little trough, like, and then you roll with your feet like you do a bicycle, and you had a little bench you'd sit on. You sharpen the knife, the axe, the saw, the cross cut saw, and as that stone would turn around, it had a little square trough underneath that would roll into the water, and the water would wet that stone. That's how they sharpen it too. I remember I used to crank that stone all the time. I just crank it. Sharpen the knife.
What sort of knives did you have?
Well,
any different types or big ones?
Well, they had some big butcher knives, what they call a butcher knife. They had that skinning knife where they skin the mink and the muskrat, whatever that fur knife they call it. They used to keep that pretty sharp.
Yeah.
And that could be sharp.